Noah Gnu didn't like the way mainstream media told stories about Nisga'a people, if they even bothered to tell them. And news releases on his government's website didn't provide balance that he felt stories deserved. So he did something about it. He started his own independent news service to cover Aboriginal issues and stories in the NASA region. And Noah Gnu is the owner-operator of AboriginalPress.ca, and he joins me on the line this morning from New Iansh. And a good morning to you.
Hey, good morning, Robert.
Hey, Noah, why did you feel it was so important to start an independent news service in the NASA Valley?
Well, you know, there's many reasons, to start this, you know, but it wasn't just about providing news in the NASA Valley. It was, you know, to provide news for Aboriginal people in general in the Northwest. And I believe that mainstream media, you know, really hadn't taken a keen interest in Aboriginal issues when reading publications. You know, it was pretty easy to see that Aboriginal issues seemed to be marginalized. We were making the news, but they were for... You know, what I feel is kind of a negative, for more of a negative reasons. You know, if you had a look at the sidelines of the newspapers, Aboriginals being, you know, controversy would seem to be big, and controversy seemed to sell for Aboriginals. And I wanted to kind of show that there was a bigger, a bigger issue that was happening here, other than just these small things that were being portrayed in the newspapers.
Wait, what kinds of stories were being missed, do you think?
Well, I think there are a few things that we failed to, you know, as mainstream media to cover. You know, when we talk about development, when we talk about new money that are being pushed into Aboriginal communities, what are some of the effects that were coming from those socioeconomic effects when money moves into your community? And, you know, the idea behind us was we were going to address some of those issues, you know, and I think provide perspective, you know, from an Aboriginal point of view on some of the things that were being talked about in our communities.
What are some of the challenges of running an independent news service in the NAS?
Well, there are content is one. So that's why I kind of looked outside of just getting issues that were happening in the NAS Valley and more focused on the Northwest because, you know, things can seem to be a bit slow. What I didn't want to focus on was just primarily gathering news. I wanted to focus on more of Aboriginal life and perspective here, and you know that there's a lot of other stories here that can be told than just, you know, like of course, you know, the hotbed topic, which is LNG pipelines.
Right.
So, yeah, no, you know, we decided that we were going to put something together here that would, you know, provide balance to what was being put into the mainstream media. And I think it was really important that it was told from an Aboriginal perspective.
Right. Have you had to tell stories that people in the community didn't want you to, or even perhaps you might not have wanted to?
Well, I think that's where we're getting now. Mind you, we're only like 4 months old.
Right.
So we will, those are our topics that we are planning on getting into. I mean, we have no problem per se talking about issues that might be, you know, a little bit touchy when it comes to the communities. So our plan is, you know, to provide reporting and to provide, for lack of a better word, once again, I don't want to overuse this word, but perspective. So yes, there can be problems, you know, like the NAS Valley is rather small in comparison to other communities, but, and, you know, we all have family that work in and out of, you know, the government. So I can understand that, yeah, it might be a little bit tough to talk about something, but we're not.
Because they're your neighbors, right?
Yeah, exactly. You know, so.
So how do you guess you intend to balance writing, I guess, valid criticism of your government, for example, with encouragement to avoid writing about difficult issues?
Well, I didn't get into this business, you know, really to make any friends, you know, and I didn't get into this business to make enemies also. But valid criticisms need to be covered. And I think when it comes to building a strong democracy, you know, especially with our government, it's brand new. It's 20 years old. So I think what makes a strong democracy is a strong media.
And where does, I guess, given that agreement, where does freedom of the press stand under the new treaty regime, do you think?
Well, I guess we're going to find out because I'm the first publication here right now. So we're the first publication that's dedicated to Aboriginal news. And in time, I think we're about to find out, because at the moment right now, I'm looking to finance some reporters and get into more in-depth coverage of the issues that are going on.
Will those reporters come from the community, or do you kind of reach out?
Ideally, I'd like for them to come from the community. Mm. So, like I said, perspective is big. And having people on the ground reporting, you know, from within is definitely the way I'd like to go with it.
You've, as you mentioned, you've been around for about 4 months. But has there been a story that you've done where you said, where you felt when while writing it, he's like, you know what, I'm really onto something here?
I think, yeah, we're getting there. You know, we're getting there. LNG, of course, is a hot button topic, but there are some other stories that we did look into. We have a budding telecommunications company here who are in bid with TELUS over a brand new camps that are going to be opening up. Right, so with these camps, I think there was a bid from both TELUS and from this budding telecommunications company, Lissom's Communications. And I think that there is something that you wouldn't see in the media, but that's something that we cover, or we did cover at the time. And yes, I do feel that we were onto something when we were talking about, you know, this giant heavyweight company coming in here and our small budding telecommunications company, Lissom's Communications, going up against these guys for a bid. And that story is still developing.
Right.
Yet. So,
where would you like to see Aboriginal Press be in about 10 years?
In about 10 years? Well, I'd like to see where the CBC is, to be honest. Because, you know, basically what we're trying to do is we've thrown a giant net out, you know, when it comes to content. So we've got, if you look into what the website really is about, I mean, we've got business sections in there. We've got technology. We've got culture. We're moving into Aboriginal foods and sovereignty. So we're really trying to grab what it is to be Aboriginal and trying to share that with the world, along with ourselves. So, you know, I think communication is very important, but I also think that information is important. And it's a privilege. It's viewed as a privilege. And I think that in order for us to... as Aboriginals in the North Coast here is, you know, to prosper is to understand each other more. And that's what the idea behind this was.
Well, we'll watch and see how things go. Noah, it was a pleasure talking to you this morning.
Hey, thank you, Robert.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Pleasure is all mine. Bye-bye.
Noah Ganou is the owner-operator of AboriginalPress.ca.